Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Margaret Sontag.
Good morning, LaVon. Thank you for having me today.
You bet. It's good to have you back. And of course, you are a very active member of the local business and professional women's group and Atlantic. We just have to brag a little. You are, I think, the biggest in the state of Iowa.
Yes, we are. We have the largest local organization. They kind of look to us for things when we go to the state meetings.
Yeah. So you think Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, whatever. No, it's Atlantic.
Actually, Des Moines doesn't even have one anymore. And neither does Council Bluffs. We got their last member came and joined us here in Atlantic.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, can draw from all. So that's a good point in terms of you don't have to be in Atlantic to be a member of the Atlantic Business and Professional Women.
That's right. I lived in Exira when I joined. I've been a member for 26 years, and yeah, we've got about 47 members, so we're doing really well.
You are. And that's one of the reasons that you can take on a lot of different projects and give away some scholarships that we're going to talk about. But the first thing we need to talk about is the community garage sale that's coming up here pretty soon. But we have a deadline date of tomorrow for part of it.
Yes, the business and professional women have taken over the citywide garage sale. The JCs didn't want to do it anymore, so we took it over, and it is May 2nd and 3rd, and the deadline to get your registration in is tomorrow. Cost for both days is $15. If you just want to do it one day, it's $10. And Becky Bonney is in charge of this, and you can call her at 254-0838 for more information or to register. And then maps will be available, and they'll be at Fairway, Hy-Vee, Great Western Bank, and all three Casey's stores. So people will know where you're located and come to your house for your garage sale.
So that's the advantage of signing up. I know there's some other people who won't sign up, and they'll just put a sign out. But the advantage of signing up is that you'll be on the map.
Yes, you'll be on the map, and there'll be a big sign in your yard, and the information will be out. There's actually going to be a map in the paper, too.
Okay.
So people will know ahead of time that
plan your route.
Right.
For the really true garage sale shoppers. Hey, you got to plan it out. And I'll just throw in, there are garage sales, Highway 71, Audubon, Exira, Brayton, and I think Elliott. There may be some others. You want to check your town. If you're a true garage sale person, hey, you just make a day of it.
Right. You can go to all of them. And,
right.
And
you can find, it's tempting. Margaret, you maybe not so tempted. You said you weren't a garage sale person, but it's tempting when you see something. And I know I have purchased a couple of things that I'm going, oh, I probably didn't really need that. But I've also found some really good bargains of things that I have used for a long time. So the choice is there.
I know. Actually, last year I went to a garage sale in Kimbleton just to kill time because I had to be somewhere else. And I found something that, for 50 cents, an item that I had sold on a garage sale years ago and regretted. So I bought one for 50 cents, and I've used it.
happy camper. See, it can work, but you kind of have to look over things. But if you really want it, you probably need to purchase it at the first place because somebody else is coming behind you.
Yeah, that's right. And, if you want to get your name on the map and your sign in the yard, we need to know tomorrow so we can get this map made up and get everything finalized. And you have the advantage of people knowing that you're having this garage sale.
Exactly.
And rather than just sticking your own little sign out and people not really knowing, they'll have a map, they can come to your house.
Now, is there any information about what's on the garage sale, the kinds of things that a person will have? Is there space for that?
Yes, there is. On the application, there's your name, address, phone number, and the location, and also the type of items like baby clothes, children's clothes, or
appliances,
whatever.
Antiques.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some really true antiques.
Right, right. So we hope everybody can get their name on the map.
And also, although, we're a week ahead now, it's not until May 2nd and 3rd if you're going to go shopping. But get that on your calendar, too. And what are the times on May 2nd and 3rd?
Well, the times are on May 2nd, it's 1 to 6, and on May 3rd, it's 9 to 5.
Okay. So it's good if if you're going to sign up, you need to know those hours. But if you're going to go shop, you need to know those hours.
Yes.
So get that on your calendar.
And also, the signs that we will be putting out, BPW will come and pick them up at the end of the garage sale, so you don't have to worry about what you're going to do with the sign when you get done, you know, and getting it back to us. We will come and pick it up.
Great. And, you know, there are some rules about where people can put signs. So you're going to take care of that. That's a real plus, Margaret.
Yeah. They're very nice signs, too. So they draw the attention to
all
this.
Right. So that's great. I think it's pretty exciting stuff. We'll hope the weather cooperates and people can get out there and go to their garage sale. But, again, if you want to, be on the map. You need to get that in tomorrow.
Yes, and the number to call is 254-0838, and that's Becky Bonnie.
Okay, and I think her Bonnies are in the phone book, if in case you don't remember that number. I think you can find them, too. But this is a better number because
that's her cell number.
Yeah,
it gets directly to her.
We'll give you that again here before we end.
Yeah.
Now, you, of course, because people are paying either $10 or $15, and you have some expenses with the signs and so on, but you're doing a lot of work. But you do hope to make some income here.
Well, yes, we would like to make some. It's a lot of work, so we'd like to get a little bit out of it.
And you do great things with the money that you get.
Yes, we do. We do, of course, a lot of community service, and our main goal is our scholarships. And we promoted the Exit 113 band a few weeks ago, and we were very successful with that. And because of that, we are able to give an extra $1,000 scholarship this year. So we're giving two $1,000 scholarships this year.
That's
so
amazing.
Yes.
It is amazing. Because
yes.
You have the two craft shows.
Right.
And then this, a couple of extras now, the new garage sale and the band. Is that it for fundraising, or do you have something else?
I think that's it right now.
Yeah.
We participate in a lot of the, you know, we have a table at the Young Professionals Awards dinner, which is going to be next week. And we do things for the Nine and Wine.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And,
So, but these are major fundraisers for you. And it all goes back to somebody else and gets put to good use.
Right. Another thing we're doing this is we're helping with the honor flight that the veterans are going on, that Steve Livengood is heading it up.
You
Jeff
bet.
Becker and Roger Underwood are funding, and they needed some assistance, and BPW has volunteered to help them however we can do on that, too.
And that is just, I think, representative of what you do in the community. When you see a need, you kind of consider, okay, is this something that we would like to do, and step up and help. And you've done that for lots of different groups.
Right.
So it's a lot of work, Margaret. Why do you belong to BPW? All you do is get to work.
Oh, I know. It's work, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. And the friends that I have made through BPW, I mean, they are true blue and all over the state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have our state meeting now this weekend. So, and our Atlantic is very involved in that. We have, there's four of us that are state committee chairmen. And so we're really busy right now on that.
You've had a state president.
Yes, we have. Janice Brown was state president a few years ago, and Debbie Lysett has been the state general chair for the last 3 or 4 years, and that is a big job. I'm her registration chair, and that's a big job, but it's nothing compared to what she's doing.
The overall, got to make sure it all comes together. So the whole state actually benefits because of Atlantic BPW, and when you're talking about, like, the meeting coming up, I think you have some educational speakers.
Yes, we always have some good speakers. I'm not sure exactly who they are this time, but we always have good speakers at the state meetings, and it's a lot of, we have fun, but we learn. And like I said, it's just a great friendship thing. I know when I was injured a few years ago, I got cards from all over the state, and if we have death in the family or something like that, the email goes out to everybody and the cards come pouring in, and the prayers and everything, you know. So it's just a wonderful,
a good
feeling.
Support group for individuals who are members.
Yes.
Now, if somebody wants to join BPW, you know, it's business and professional women. Does that mean you have to own a business?
No, it doesn't. No. Anybody can join, man or woman. I mean, woman or man, I guess I should say. And we don't have any in our organization, but there is a man in the Waterloo organization. Senator Bill Dotzler belongs. And all you have to do is, you know, come to our meetings and pay your dues and we'll put you to work. No, it's not all work. It's we have a lot of fun,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
You can do as much as you can. And the only thing we require is at our craft show, you either make pies or pay money. And we like you to work at that craft mm-hmm. show. That's really our only requirement. But we hope you can help out with other things, too.
But that's a good point, that because not everybody can spend as many hours as you do, Margaret, or you know, take leadership in the group. But they can still be a good member and add to the group.
Oh, yes. And I mean, there's committees you can be on that really aren't, you know, take that much time. Like National Business Women's Week, that's in October. You do it for a couple of weeks and that's it. You know, then you're done for the year. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that you can participate in. And
what's the age range of members?
As young as you want to be and as old as you are. We have one lady that's in her 90s, so, and you don't. There's no age to get in. We welcome everybody, and like I said before, when you're aging out of JCs or young professionals, you know,
come on over.
Oh,
okay. Well, let's remind folks of that tomorrow, of course, is sign up time for community garage sale, and the garage sale is when?
It's May 2nd and 3rd,
and
that is on the 2nd, it is from 1 to 6, and on the 3rd, it's from 9 to 5. And if you would like to get registered, call Becky Bonney at 254-0838.
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret Sontag, for coming in this morning. Until next time, here's the thought. Make a point of improving your listening skills so that you can become an inspired listener.